This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with a gentleman that your father was kind of I don't want to say a legend when I got there, but a little bit. Always heard about him, and I was hanging out with Russell Chain last night, and he said that he definitely remembered you, and everybody called you Baron.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely what everyone knew me as. Nobody uses my first name, never really have, my entire life. So it was nothing new when I got to college and everyone kept calling me by my last name.
What is your first name?
I am Alex Baron.
Alex. Alexander the Great. Yeah. All right. So yeah. What day were you born? Where and what city? Year? Where was it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was born in Indianapolis, you know, June 27th, 1998. So 22 years old, turned 23 here on Sunday, actually. So, yeah, I graduated from Ball State in the spring of 2020.
So you're turning 23 on Sunday, huh?
Yes, sir. I am indeed. Yep, getting up there now.
So guess what?
What?
I'm doubling you on Tuesday.
Okay, there you go. Nice.
So what does that mean? I'm turning what?
Oh, Jesus. A 46 then. Yeah.
Yeah, 46. June 29th is my birthday. That is funny. All right, so where'd you go to grade school, high school?
So I went to Franklin Township Schools, went to Franklin Central High School, home of the Flashes. Actually, a few of the guys are still active in the chapter. Went to high school there too, so there's a few of us from around there that are a part of SAE or have been a part of SAE.
All right, what'd you do in high school? What kind of community things, sport things, school things, what were you involved with?
I played tennis and baseball. Baseball just my freshman year, tennis all 4 years. By the time I was a senior, I was the captain of the team, playing one singles on varsity, so that was a lot of fun, definitely where I spent a bulk of my time. I was also the women's tennis team manager as well for a bulk of my high school career, helping them out through their season. So tennis courts were definitely my home the entire 4 years of my high school career.
All right, so what was the connection with Ball State? What was the path to Ball State and also path to SAE? Who was the first individual you were connected with? So path to Ball State, then path to SAE.
Yeah, so Ball State, definitely both my parents. So they're both Ball State graduates, obviously my dad being an SAE alumni as well. So I got to see Ball State for the first time, I think, when I was in, you know, middle school or so. Absolutely fell in love with the campus the first time I visited, and from there decided that's where I was going. It's literally the only college that I applied to, even. So I was, I loved it. And then SAE, obviously, I knew that my dad had been in a fraternity, and around the time that I was going to school, fraternity culture was starting to pop back up and become huge, and I got into contact with Victor Hamilton, the recruitment chair at the time, over the summer before I went, started talking to him, and then during Welcome Week, got into the house, got to see everything, and loved it right away.
All right, so let's be a little bit more specific. So when you look at our house compared to the other houses, it's definitely not as big, nor is it as cool looking, but there's a lot of heart behind it. So what would you kind of describe as far as the guys as you got brought in? Because, you know, your dad was there with different guys and you got brought in with different people. So what was kind of that whole thing that really made you go, you know what, I want to be with these guys? What were those factors?
Yeah, it was just how welcoming the chapter was overall. The diversity of it, we had a lot of different guys at the time when I was looking to get into the chapter, and they were all welcoming towards me. I really just fell in love with the atmosphere inside the house and how they kind of interacted with each other. The brotherhood that they had was definitely super strong, and so I wanted to be a part of that. So that really enticed me amongst other houses, because there were definitely other chapters where I had friends from high school that they were a part of, and I decided not to go there because SA just meant that much more to me, being the connection that I had and what I saw the chapter as at the time.
Okay, so who are your pledge trainers?
My pledge trainer was Jason Tao, actually. He was my only pledge trainer. Yeah, So he was in charge of us for the entire first semester. Good times, yes.
Who were the other, how many guys were in your class?
My class was, 22 at the beginning. By the end of the year, I think we were down to 13 is what we left our freshman year with.
Okay. So did you go on any road trips as you were doing going through initiation with your guys?
Through initiation, yeah, we went down to Bloomington, like, right off the bat. Pretty much we had midnight, and then that weekend was the IU Ball State game, and so we went straight there pretty much, like, the entire plus class. We all did our own things for the most part, but a few of us hung out the entire weekend and did our thing. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then, you know, since we had to be initiated 72 hours after midday, then we all came back that Sunday morning to get initiated, and yeah, that was a lot of fun.
All right, so who, if you were going to kind of describe some guys in your pledge class, who was the sporto, who was the funny man, who was overly anal but looked out for everybody? At least do those three.
I would definitely say, like, the Mr. Funny guy would have been, well. All right, so I definitely say the sporty guy in our class was Garrett Byers. He was he's a gymnast and a football player in high school, just always athletic, but, you know, didn't really look like it, but he really was a really athletic guy. The funny guy, Brad Byswinger, for sure. I know that he didn't really try to be the funny guy, but he always ended up being the funny guy just because of the things that happened to him. We called him Bad Luck Brad the entire time, so definitely him. And then the guy who looked out for everyone, and you know, was a little anal at times, was definitely Jared Birch. He was our president one time. Really great guy, but he definitely kept us on our toes and made sure that we were not doing anything we weren't supposed to be.
Okay. All right, so what's, and you do not have to name names, but what's the craziest thing you saw somebody do in the house or in the backyard or in the basement or in the front yard? What's one of the craziest things you saw somebody do? You're like, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, well, one of the craziest things that definitely happened was one time me and a bunch of the guys went down to a Pacers game in the city, and the other a bunch of the other guys stuck back at the house. And so while we were at the game, I got a text in about the third quarter asking me, you know, how the progress of the game was going. I told them, and I was like, why? Why do you guys care? So they called me. They were in the process of moving one of the guys who lived in the house and was on the trip with me, his entire room, to the basement and setting it up exactly like it had been set up in his room. And they wanted to know how much more time they had left before he got back.
Oh, my God.
So by the time that we got back, he walked into his room. It was completely empty. He had no idea what was going on. So they slowly they literally put together a scavenger hunt for him to try to find his thing to lead him to the basement. And so he finally got to the basement, and they had placed a Miller High Life, like, sitting right there, kind of as like a trophy for him. Like, yeah, you found your stuff, but you're still going to be pissed off. And he opens it up, and they had shooken it before they put it there, and it blew up all over him and in his mouth and made it even worse. And it was just the funniest thing that had ever happened. it was great.
That is, I don't think I had friends after Ball State, a house I lived in Broader Bowl, come back early after the bars, and they turned everything upside down.
Yep.
All the furniture, all the paintings, all the everything was upside down. But to transplant an entire room, to the basement, that's hilarious. All right, so
yep.
Who was your sweetheart?
Our sweetheart, my senior year would have been Abigail Geary. She was our final sweetheart. She was in Delta Zeta. She was actually one of my partners in planning our philanthropy my senior year, Hockey for Hearing, so that was cool. But yeah, so she was our sweetheart.
And then what were some positions you held?
I held vice president. I held member educator, pledge educator. I held philanthropy chairman, house manager, a whole bunch of stuff, honestly. Pretty much anything that you can name. Eminent recorder. I did three terms on exec, so first term I would have been member educator, then I was vice president, and then I was recorder. And then a whole bunch of stuff around that. My favorite was probably Philanthropy Chairman. I love that a lot, you know, playing those events and stuff like that. So
well, who were some of the nonprofits you got to help?
What's that?
Who were some of the nonprofits you got to help?
So Erskine Green was our main beneficiary while I was there. They're a nonprofit that helps post-secondary education of people with disability and special needs. So we did Chili Cook-Off a couple years for them, and then we also did things for Starkey Hearing Foundation when we did Hot for Hearing with Delta Zeta years there as well. So those were the two main ones that we got to raise money for while I was in school.
All right. So what's one of your favorite moments of a brother helping you, or you helping a brother, and you guys bonded a lot because of it, but it was maybe a bad situation or situation with, you know, it could be anything. But what's a situation that just kind of stands out that you either witnessed or you were part of brother helping brother?
Yeah, so something that I remember greatly is when I was a sophomore, one of our pledge brothers was really struggling with his anxiety and things of that nature. And so during Welcome Week one day, he had to drive home or something. He was just driving along, and we got a call, and he had pulled over on the side of the road, and we had no idea why. He couldn't really tell us why. He was just like, come pick me up. So he sent us our location, and literally, like, two cars full of guys, 10 people drove there to go help him and get him back to the house and drive his car home and make sure that he was okay. But, you know, he was having a panic attack, and so he really needed some help, and it was just great to see how literally everyone dropped what they were doing and ran to his side to help him out.
That's awesome. So what are just some of your favorite fun moments, some fun memories or whatever, just if you want to rattle through a few that just really stand out that were funny or great or bonding or road tripping or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Tailgates always stick out for me. Tailgates were just great while we were in school. We always prided ourselves and tailgates. So it was always 6 a.m. wake up time, get ready, pregame, go to the tailgate, and then sleep all afternoon, wake up, and do it again. So tailgates are definitely always one of the best memories that I have. Definitely Watermelon Bus Week and Homecoming Weeks are always awesome. My freshman year Air Jam, I actually did Air Jam and got up there and did the thing on stage. So that was pretty wild and a lot of fun, something that I definitely had never pictured myself ever doing ever, and I got up there and did it, so that was a lot of fun. Just things like that in general, you know, things that you only get to do while you're in college, so it was a lot of fun.
All right, if you're going to describe to the guys coming in or guys thinking about rushing in general, what should they get out of being in a fraternity, and how would you describe the guys in SE and what they could look forward to?
I would definitely say look to get a lot of leadership experience and professional experience out of SE, as weird as that sounds. But I definitely got a lot of that through the positions that I held. No matter what field you're going into, a lot of positions that SE offers can do you some good. So definitely just get involved as much as possible and do that. You also want to be looking for your lifelong friends. I mean, even though I moved across the country to California right after graduation, I just got to go back to Indianapolis and spent a good bulk of my time with my pledge brothers still, and got to see them a bunch, and I'm really thankful for that and thankful for their friendship. So definitely friendship and leadership positions are the two things that I think people should be looking for when joining the chapter. And then as far as what was the second half of your question there?
Well, and just what advice would you give them on, like, what they should get out of it and how they should be looking at it and how you would describe the brothers themselves? That's basically was the question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. The brothers themselves are awesome. I obviously haven't gotten to meet the new guys that came in this year, since I've been across the country, but I hear they're great. The guys who are, going to be seniors next year are super great. A lot of them went to my high school, so they're super cool. I think that they have a great future. We've been working towards, this forever, and I think we've gotten the chapter to a really good place again, and I'm really, really excited for what the future holds.
All right, so what do you think about the actives, the guys that are there now, being able to kind of tell their view of how the house is now, and also what their perspective goals are in their interviews, as well as them and other alumni being able to hear the alumni, what they're doing now and the stories of the past. What do you think of kind of both of those pieces?
Oh, I think it's great. It definitely helps build a connection, you know. One of the many positions that I did hold while I was in SA was alumni relations chairman, and one of the things that we kind of struggled with was getting in touch with the alumni. So I'm really happy with how this is going, and think that it's great for both active and alumni to kind of connect with each other, see the similarities and what have gone on over the years in the chapter, and really feel that connection. So that way, hopefully, we can all meet back for homecoming sometime soon and you know, get together and recollect over these stories and things like that. So I really like it. It's a great program.
Yeah, and even with the first few that we got done, you know, we raised enough to pay for the painting of the lions, the four lions, and the sidewalk. So that's a good visual reminder. I think that the volleyball pit and keeping the sand and making some borders on it kind of tight within the structure, that's on the agenda. But then, like, an event with alumni and actives together and you know, to kind of bond and everything. But realistically, engaging a lot of the alum should make them, you know what, they do need a new house, we should start a campaign, you know, so that's kind of the future goal of engaging a lot of the guys. But your dad even said that he already listened to almost every single one of them before he did his yesterday, and I was like, I didn't expect him to say that, and I was pretty happy. He said he loved them and a lot of good things, so that was a good feather in the cap of the whole project.
Yeah, he's actually the one who, you know, I talked to Russell about it way back, and my dad's actually the one who then brought it up to me again. He was like, "Have you been seeing these? I just listened to, you know, so-and-so's. These are awesome." So, yeah, he's been loving them since the beginning. He listens to every single one that comes out, pretty much.
Right on. Well, Phi Alpha, you're going to stay on the line, but I'm going to close this out, and good luck in Northern Cal with your new life, and, you know, have fun, and don't go into those fields in the woods. They might have some guns coming after you.
will do.
All right, Phi Alpha, stay on the line.
All right, Phi Alpha.